Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Kalimsky Heights by Lionel Davidson, published by Faber and Faber in 1994. Today's book is all about Siberia, secret research facilities, and survival. Kalimsky Heights is a secret scientific research station in the wilds of Siberia. It's so secret that officially it doesn't exist, and the scientists who are stationed there are never allowed to leave. But one scientist is desperate to get a message out to the world, and through a secret code tries to make contact with a fellow researcher in the United Kingdom, Professor Lazenby. At first, the English academic has no idea what the message is, but when he contacts a friend in the Secret Service, and then the Americans get involved, the truth behind the messages unfold. The scientist is trying to get hold of another academic from Canada, the equally enigmatic Johnny Porter. All three men had met in a chance encounter at a conference years earlier and got drunk together. The Russian scientist is requesting that Porter comes to Kalimsky Heights to see him. Porter is a First Nations Canadian, brilliant linguistic and scholar, but definitely a rebel. And once Lazenby and the CIA man finally track him down in the wilds of Canada, they convince Porter to do the unthinkable, break into Siberia without the Russians knowing, to find out what the scientist has to tell him. Porter is the one man who will understand. Kalimsky Heights is a breathless thriller set in the extreme cold and isolation of Siberia, and it was not at all what I expected. From the beginning of the book, I expected a type of scientific techno-thriller with secret bases and world-changing or catastrophic breakthroughs, you know, a kind of James Bond, Jason Bourne type thing with guns and spies. But instead, Kalimsky Heights is the story of one man, a professor of linguistics, albeit a very resourceful one. One man against Russia and its environment, trying to get into the secret base to have a conversation with another man. Porter adopts a number of disguises, firstly as a Korean sailor boarding in Japan, then he escapes to take on the persona of a local Asiatic man to get into the heavily regulated parts of the country. At first he's helped by the CIA, but eventually he has to make his own way to Kalimsky Heights, posing as a truck driver. Porter is brilliant with languages, extremely physically capable, good with his hands and determined. His battles against authority all his life have trained him well for this mission, as he fights against bureaucracy, racism, double-crossing and the harsh climate. And of course it doesn't end when he actually visits the base. Then he has to make his way out of the country, a task even more daunting than getting in. Kalimsky Heights, as you would imagine, is a real page-turner. The action is fast-paced and engrossing as Porter races across the ice to find the scientists and then get home before they catch him. And the ending kept me gripped right up until the very last page and the satisfying twists. Yes, multiple. So if you like ice, resourceful professors of linguistics, Russia, trucks, scientific secrets, action and espionage, I recommend Kalimsky Heights by Lionel Davidson. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.